22. Could I be so bold and ask you if we're both not married by 23? Will you make my year and ask me if we're both not married by 24? Will you pass me those knee pads and I'll get on the floor if we're both not married by 25? I hope that there's some childish spark still alive, 'cause there are so many lessons that I just never cared to learn, and there are so many questions that still burn. Like, will you hold my hand when I go? 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 To 30 and I don't have a wife, I'll ask you nicely but I won't ask twice. If I get to 40 and I don't have a spouse, I'll fashion you a letter and I'll send it to your house. If I get to 60, will you let me slip away into an armchair for the rest of my days? 'Cause you've got your family and I've got mine. The love that we shared was for another time, 'cause there are so many lessons that I just never cared to learn, and there are so many questions that still burn. Like, will you hold my hand when I go? Will you hold my hand when I go?
On Saturday, March 8 at 7 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Art Center as they bring back their popular series, Open Secret. In this third edition, the Agnes partners with New York Film Festival, Prismatic Ground, and its artistic director, Inay Prakash, for a screening of five short works by filmmakers exploring the gaps in their relationships to ancestral homelands, including the earth upon which Canada has imposed its borders. From Palestine to Algeria to Haiti to China, the faint outlines of nations dissolve beneath a vivid 16mm overlay of memory and imagination. A Q&A with Prakash will follow the screenings. This event is free and takes place at the screening room. Save your spot today by visiting agnes.queensu.ca.
If you are a student who has experienced sexual violence or intimate partner violence, IPV, the Sexual Violence Prevention and Response Service, SVPRS, is here for you. We offer confidential, non-judgmental support to help you navigate your options and connect with the resources you want. We can help with accessing on- and off-campus supports, academic considerations, safety planning, and information on next steps or complaint processes. Looking for workshops or training on consent and sexual violence prevention? We offer those too. Whether you want to build awareness or learn how to support others, we've got programs for you. Have a look at our website by visiting www.queensu.ca/sexual-violence-support. Meeting with us won't trigger a complaint or an investigation. It's all about what you need. You can access our services at any point in your academic journey, and no referral is needed. To contact us, email bjl7@queensu.ca. An advisor will get in touch with you. You are not alone. We believe you.
don't want to be that. I don't want to be anybody's wife. I never break the rules, I guess. I want to live my life. Live my life like a fool. I don't want to smile, don't want to smile. Stop telling me what to do.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the Garvin Brothers' newest single, Until We Meet Again, recorded at the Tragically Hip's Bathhouse Recording Studio by Juno Award-winning sound engineer Niall Spencer. The strong and haunting vocals capture the emotion behind losing someone you love. The song was written during a dark time of grief. The lyrics of this track serve as a comfort to anyone who's ever uttered the words, Until We Meet Again. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Until We Meet Again by the Garvin Brothers on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Mountain, oh, you climb so high. outer sky. I can't lie. When I saw you go for the last time, I blame the disease. Could not have taken a better man from me. I blame the disease. When I saw so slow, sometimes I think it should have been me.
Corridor is an award-winning news program hosted by Dinah Jansen and Jesse Bell, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. With contributions from local Journalism Initiative reporters ranging from Morrisburg to Coburg, The Corridor is your premier destination for truly local news that matters to you. The Corridor is also available as a podcast on all major podcast streaming platforms.
Vibes? You know about vibes? The mood.
Tune in every Wednesday from 10 until 11 a.m. while I explore themes, atmospheres, or moods across genres and decades. Whether I'm scoring a scene or doing a genre deep dive, there'll be something for everyone.
I'll give you another tune to help your appetite.
The mood was made
on radio.
C-F-I-C. The best radio station we've ever heard.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Almond Milk's new album, Simon and the Pop Curse. Almond Milk is a 19-year-old romantic and electric pop artist, producer, singer, multi-instrumentalist, and mixing and sound design engineer. Born in Kingston and based in Montreal, they bring a unique blend of talents to their music. Their second full-length LP, Simon and the Pop Curse, was entirely self-written, recorded, produced, mixed, and mastered. And the recording took place at North of Princess Studios in Kingston, with support from fellow Kingston artist Luella. The album explores a hero's journey following a young artist as they leave home in search of self-discovery and love. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Simon and the Pop Curse by Almond Milk on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it here called Don't Wait for Nothing with us right here, right now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
How did I get so far somewhere? Thank you.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection called Mist Like Ghost Like from Left-Handed Archer's new album. With immersive ambient soundscapes, limitless texture, and industrial techno rhythms, the band's sophomore record, The Animal Vector, explores humanity's tenuous relationship to nature and the consequences of our endless expansion of industry. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream The Animal Vector by Left-Handed Archer on your favorite platforms and enjoy Mist Like Ghost Like from that album right here now with us on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Did you know that New Leaf Link offers day programming for adults with developmental disabilities? We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
Your true, true friend loves you just as you are.
Quilt is a literary publication for and by undergraduate students here at Queen's. If you are interested in the fantastic minds of your peers, check us out on Instagram at QUQuilt to read our volumes of creative and academic writing. Stay tuned for more information about our upcoming launch event. Love, Quilt.
I should unwalk out the door, drag my feet along the floor. Then I see you, you're walking across the campus, cool professor studying romances. How am I supposed to pretend?
The Queen's University International Center, QUIC, provides non-academic support to international students, staff, and their families. QUIC also promotes and supports the study and work abroad activities of Queen's students, staff, and faculty. Services for international students include university health insurance plan, orientation and welcome activities, advising and immigration information, English language support, trips, and club support. Through its activities, the center promotes an internationally informed and cross-culturally sensitive university community. To find out more about all the services available for international students and those interested in studying, working, volunteering, interning, or teaching abroad, please visit the QUIC website.
Trellis HIV and Community Care is a nonprofit organization that supports individuals who are living with or are at risk of contracting HIV in our community. This often includes vulnerable populations such as the 2S LGBTQ plus community, people experiencing homelessness, individuals who use substances, and those experiencing complex mental health challenges. To provide dignified care for those community members, Trellis is always accepting donations of hygiene supplies such as deodorant, razors, shampoo, conditioner, toothbrushes, toothpaste, towels, underwear, socks, menstrual products, laundry detergent, bottled water, and even fresh food. Donations can be dropped off at the Integrated Care Hub at 661 Montreal Street. To make a monetary donation or learn more about the services offered by Trellis, please visit trellishiv.ca. Make a difference and donate today.
insatiable love for the dead.
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
What does existence mean to you? Collective Reflections, Queen's University's anti-oppression magazine, invites you to share your voice for Volume 12, Existence. From identity and resilience to celebrating cultural heritage, Collective Reflections welcomes poetry, short stories, essays, and visual art that showcase your unique perspective. Submissions are open now and due February 9, 2025. Let your creativity shine and be a part of this powerful collection. For questions or to submit, check out the AMS Social Issues Commission Instagram at Social Issues Commission. Don't miss your chance to be featured in Collective Reflections, Volume 12.
Hey, do you want to make a real impact in the Black community? Join us where we connect you with Black-led organizations from all around the world. Get ready to get involved. Find the organization based on the location of interest. Follow us at supportblackcharities.org.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Rogue Rising's debut single, Crush, an energizing anthem of defiance and self-empowerment, driven by fiery guitar leads, a hook-laden chorus, and an unmistakable edge. Fronted by Kingston's own fearless singer, songwriter, and lead guitarist, Rowan Rogue Picard, along with Evan Kluick of Arachne on guitar, Jason Baird of the Meringues on bass, and fellow bandmate Maddie Benoit of the Petras on drums, the single Crush was produced by five-time Juno Award winner and Glass Tiger founding member Michael Hansen. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Crush by Rogue Rising on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Song. The world will sing. those same people want me to succeed. They won't deny me that promotion or question my qualifications. They won't call the cops when they see me.
On Saturday, March 8 at 7 p.m., join the Agnes Etherington Arts Center as they bring back their popular series, Open Secret. In this third edition, the Agnes partners with New York Film Festival, Prismatic Ground, and its artistic director, Inay Prakash, for a screening of five short works by filmmakers exploring the gaps in their relationships to ancestral homelands, including the earth upon which Canada has imposed its borders. From Palestine to Algeria to Haiti to China, the faint outlines of nations dissolve beneath a vivid 16-millimeter overlay of memory and imagination. A Q&A with Prakash will follow the screenings. This event is free and takes place at the screening room. Save your spot today by visiting agnes.queensu.ca.
Hey CFRC listeners, in celebration of International Women's Day, local icon Miss Emily and the Kingston Music Office are hosting an International Women's Day showcase on March 7th at the Broom Factory, with support from your friends here at CFRC. Experience a showcase celebrating the remarkable talents of women and non-binary artists in the Kingston community. Miss Emily will be hosting the night with feature performances from Clara Smallman, Julia Finnegan, Kyra Daniel, and Savannah Shea. Stay for the fireside chat exploring songwriting, creativity, and the challenges of navigating the music industry as underrepresented voices, as well as a showcase of women-led businesses in the Kingston community. It's sure to be the event of the season. Doors are at 7 p.m., and tickets can be found at ticketscene.ca.
Cold weather getting you down? Warm up this season with amazing hot food to go at Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen foods to prepare at home and enjoy a huge selection of meats, cheeses, produce, coffee, beverages, and condiments. Pop into the shop Monday through Saturday between 8 and 5 at 204 Berry Street in downtown Kingston. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at OldFarmFF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.